church, but number two, we're going to have some sword drills in church. So I'm just warning you, you want to bring your Bible Sunday night, and we'll have a good time with that. I want to teach you, Lord willing, maybe a new song Sunday night, or maybe new to you, or maybe just we haven't sung it, and it kind of goes with our theme for the year, so make sure you're here Sunday night. Psalm 141 tonight. How long is a generation? Is that like 30 years? Is that what they say? 70 to 80 is a generation? Is considered a generation. I always considered it like an era by which things run. If we look at Psalm 141, I don't know if you would consider when you grew up. I know we have a strong range here tonight, and I recognize that we have the little kids and the adults. Our teenagers are in class tonight, so I know that we are missing a contingency. But when I grew up, when I was little, I'm not sure I have fully grown up, but when I was little, at our house, and you can ask my sister, maybe your house was a little bit maybe similar. If you said something you shouldn't, there was a couple things that would happen. You might, I don't know if this is even allowed to say, you might get popped in your mouth. Like your mom, I'm not talking about my dad, I'm talking about my mom. My mom would whack right in my mouth. But I remember as a kid, anybody know what this is? Liquid soap. And if we said something, my mom would give us a warning. She'd say, watch your mouth. And if we said it again, liquid soap would come out. Say, what would they do with liquid soap? They would put it, she would put it in her mouth to wash our mouth out because it was filthy, she would say. Say, that seems rough. You ask my kids, there's no semblance of any curse word, nothing like that at our house. Learn the lesson the hard way. There was even, we started off with a bar of soap. It quickly progressed to the liquid soap because we would cover her mouth like this, but she could get the thing in there, and she would boom. And for the next, I don't remember how long, you would be tasting, it says cherry lemonade, but that is not true. That is not true. It never tasted like what it said on the outside. Psalm 141 and verse 3 says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Again, a phrase I would hear as a young boy, hey, watch your mouth. What does that mean? That meant the words that are coming out of your mouth, think real hard about and consider what you're saying. God says the same thing. He says, set a watch. He tells us, watch your mouth. Keep the door of my lips. See, my mouth is one of the gates to my body. I am allowed to bring things in. I do that multiple times a day. But more times than not, things are coming out of it. God warns us and he says, watch that door. We have a dog, and sometimes we'll get packages, and the UPS guy will hear it, beep, beep, and he's coming back up the driveway. And man, that dog wants to get out. He's not going to do any harm. He's just going to go smell him and bark at him and yell at him. Probably lick him and hoping that he has a treat. And we'll say this, watch the door. Hey, watch the door. Keep track of the door. Keep track of the dog. God is telling us that about ourselves. Now, the only mouth I can keep track of, well, I do my best to keep track of my own children, but the one I can keep most track of is my own. And God says, set a watch, O Lord, before their mouth, no, it says my mouth. So tonight, how to protect what you say and talk about. How many of you have ever been hurt by someone else's words? Sure. How many of you have hurt somebody by your words? Maybe tonight if we maybe paid a little closer attention to what the Bible says about our mouth, then maybe we would have done less damage, less harm. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. And God, thank you that you've given us, Lord, as I see in Scripture, a free will. And Lord, you've given us the ability to choose right and wrong. And Lord, I pray that tonight we will be convinced, not because of what I say, but because of what you say, that we need to be careful with what we say and how we say it. Lord, help us with these things. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me over to Proverbs chapter 14. We have 8 points tonight. They're going to go quick. Maybe you want to write them down, write the verse down. It'll maybe be a help to you later on. Tonight's message is titled, Watch Your Mouth. Number one, hey, watch what you say. Listen now. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 17. Watch your mouth when you're angry. Sometimes in the passion of the moment, we say things. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17 warns us. It says this, he that is soon angry dealeth how? Foolishly. You know what that means? That when I'm angry, you know what I say? I say foolish things. When I get upset, and what anger is really a culmination or an expression that I've lost control. When someone is angry, they are what we would call unreasonable. And when we're speaking, when we're angry, what happens? The Bible says foolishness happens. How many of you have said something when you are angry and you wish you could take it back? Didn't mean it. Sure. Happens. Hey, the best thing to do when you're upset is to set a watch over your mouth until you can get your spirit under control. Until you can get your emotions, until you can get your feelings under control and you are reasonable. Hey, a wise thing here, don't deal with a foolish or an angry person either. You're not going to get anywhere. It'll just end up being a shouting match. The Bible tells us a soft answer turneth away wrath. What should we do? Hey, when things are passionately high, emotionally charged, should we jump into that conversation? Should we retaliate the same way? No, the Bible says that would be foolish. We've all done foolish things in our life, but we've all said some foolish things in our life. And I just wonder how many of those foolish things or wrong things could have been prevented had I just kept my mouth when I was upset. Because sometimes we say things, I remember as a young person, we would say the meanest thing we could just because we were frustrated or bothered by something. Not that we meant it, it was just I was mad and you hurt me and I wanted to hurt you. So I just said the meanest thing I could. Not that I meant it. What happened? I was angry and I spoke and it was foolish. Set a watch over your mouth, the Bible says. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. God, help me control my mouth, especially, Lord, when I'm angry. You know, the funny adage is, you know, when someone's upset, what do we say? Now, calm down. That's hard to do when you're in the midst of that. Tonight, we would all agree, when I'm angry, it's not a good idea to speak. We would all agree, but when we're in the middle of it, man, it takes such self-control. But can we learn from our past? Can we learn from what the Scripture says? He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. Can we learn from our mistakes and say, you know, I do get myself in a lot of trouble when I speak when I'm angry. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Watch your mouth when you're angry. Number two, look at Proverbs chapter 18 tonight. Anybody here have Facebook? Anybody ever hear of Facebook? Anybody hear about that? It's pretty popular. Not a lot of hands. Ava, do you have Facebook? No. Aaron, do you? Your mom has it. All right, good. Facebook is what we would call social networking, and it's an opportunity for people in different places to communicate in the same platform. And a lot of times people say things that are, well, interesting. And sometimes people say things on there that just isn't true. They don't have all the facts. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13 says this. Proverbs 18, 13 says, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is a folly and shame unto him. You know what that means? Hey, try not to... Let's put a watch over our mouth until I get all the information. Ever act or speak thinking you had the whole story only to come to find out it was only part? Man, what followed? A big serving of humble pie. I'm sorry. I did not know that. And all too often we jump to conclusions and we answer a matter before we heareth it. And the Bible says it ends up being a shame. And your heart just sinks when all of a sudden it all comes together, right? How we wish we could take back those words. Proverbs 17:27 says this, he that hath knowledge, listen, spareth his words. Wouldn't that be wise? Hey, I know all about this, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm just not going to say anything. Oh my. How I wish I would have taken that advice so many times. I know there's a coin shortage these days, but certainly we have tossed in our 2 cents many a times. And only to find out we didn't know all the information and how we wish we could get that back. Tonight, set a watch before your mouth. Be careful not to speak when you're angry. Be careful not to speak without all the facts. I think it's interesting. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is a shame. It is a folly and shame unto him. So our tendency is to speak even before we have all the information. And the Bible says this in response to it. Let's just connect these two thoughts really quickly. He that hath knowledge, hey, when we do understand the two sides of it, you know what? We're less apt to speak. Spareth his words. You see that? Hey, when you only have one side of the story, we're quick to jump on a side and get in on there and tell everybody our opinions without all the facts. But when we do have complete understanding of the situation, our tendency will be, I'm going to bow this one out. I'm going to back up a little bit. I'm going to spare my words. The Bible says a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. I'm just going to keep to myself. Hey, watch your mouth. Be careful when you're angry. Be careful when we speak without all the facts. Number three tonight, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Just little practical things that will help us all if we just, maybe we take a couple of these and apply them. Or maybe you try and do them all. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a lot quieter at your house. I don't know. I don't know how that'll go. But the Bible warns us, hey, be careful with what you say. Now, God's not sitting there with the liquid soap. But he does let us play out the scenario, doesn't he? And all too often we've got ourselves in trouble, not by what we've done, but by what we've said. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 11, "And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died." He's asking a question. And he asks this, he says, really, is it worth saying something? Although it might even be true, is it going to help that brother out? Is it gonna benefit them? The question tonight is, hey, watch your mouth when you're angry. Number two, watch that you not speak without all the facts. Number three, is it going to be offensive? If you have to start the sentence with, I don't want to offend you. If you have to start the sentence with that, stop right there and say, wait a second. This is a good indicator that I, like, seriously take some thought as to what you're about to say. Because if you have to start with, hey, I shouldn't say this, but I didn't want to have to be the one to tell you, but hey, and through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish? The one for whom Christ died, Paul asks. Is what you're going to say really, yeah, you have the knowledge, but are you saying it in a way, are you really trying to help them? Is this going to be more offensive than helpful? How many of you have ever tried to help and you were an offense? Yeah. So let's set a watch over our mouth. Let's be careful. When we're angry, when we act without all the facts, let's be careful that we not be quick to offend. You know, go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22. This is talking about Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22 and verse 23, we'll look at two verses. The Bible said, "Who did no sin," talking of Christ, "neither was guile found in his," where? Mouth. Is that right? 1 Peter 2, 22? Is that what it says? Yes. Paul, does it say it there? Great, okay. I want to make sure. Sometimes I cut and paste these verses and then I put the wrong reference and, if that happens, just smile and nod and we'll get through it, all right? It's in there. Believe me, it's in there. If the reference or the verse doesn't match. The Bible says, talking of Jesus, who did no sin, neither was guile, what does that mean? Any malice, any wrong thing found in his mouth. It continues, is that correct? Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Oh, wait till my dad hears about this. If anybody could say it, it would have been Jesus. Wait, you wait till I get home. I am going to tell him, and he's going to come down here and put a whooping on you. But yet the Bible says, in his mouth was found no guile. Even though he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not again, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Hey, turn the other cheek. Turn the other ear. Just take it. Well, my mom, and the phrases come back in my mind, and she would say this, it's just like water off a duck's back. Say, what does that mean? Just let it slide right off. The question tonight is, watch your mouth, because will it bring a good reflection on the Lord? Is this going to honor and glorify God by how I'm talking? Is this going to reflect my Lord well? Just take it. We all have that hot button, right? There's a lot of things we can discuss and I could just let go. I really could care less about the United Nations. I could care less about certain things. But there are certain topics that I am maybe more passionate about than others. And you get talking about them, and man, that spurs something inside of me, something that I feel very strongly about. And even if someone is contrary and offensive to it, you know, sometimes there's times when you just got to take the hit. Because that's what Christ did. Was Christ wrong? No. When he was reviled, when he was ridiculed, when he was mocked, did he respond? Hey, they're calling him sinners. They're blaspheming him. They're saying that he was conceived in sin. Are you kidding me? For Jesus to not respond. I don't know when he said, he didn't say, hey, let me explain eternity to you for a moment. No, that's not what he did. He didn't threaten when he, listen, not was threatened, but when he suffered. He didn't speak back. He just took it. As to be a good reflection of what a Christian should be. I believe the verse previous to that says that we should follow in his steps. Is that right? Is that what verse 21 says? What is that? Paul, are you there? You're still there, right? Can you read verse 21 to us? That we should follow in his steps. What steps is that? Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Hey, let's put a watch over our mouth. Let's be careful. Next point. We just have 1, 2, 3, 4. But they're quick. All right, we're almost done. Proverbs chapter 14. And go there. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Hey, watch your mouth as to not joke about sin. Sin ought not to be a joke. It actually would probably be the most serious, outside of maybe hellfire itself, the consequences of sin. Sin will probably be the most sobering concept that we can think about. And we ought not to mock about that. We ought not to fool about that. We ought not to ever joke of the things that Christ died for. The Bible says that's foolishness. Proverbs 24:24 says, he that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous. What is that? That's making a mockery of sin. That's calling evil good and good evil. God says, we ought not to speak like that. Because fools make a mock at sin. So we need to watch our mouth. We need to watch our mouth that we not speak when we're angry, that we not speak without all the facts, that we would be careful not to offend when we speak, that our words would be a good reflection upon the Lord, that we'd never joke about sin nor the consequences of sin. Remember that Facebook thing I was telling you about? Saw a picture the other day. Young man posted a picture of a scene was in hell, and there he was. The main character was running and playing through hell. That's a mockery. And that's incredibly foolish. We don't joke about sin. We don't joke about the consequences of sin. Because it's about the most heavy subject that we could possibly think about. And when we make sin light, we make the consequences of sin light. And we undo the very thing that God died for. Similar point, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. the preacher says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2, be not rash with thy mouth. Ecclesiastes, I'll let you find it because these are great verses. Giving us a bit of wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty, listen, to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be, what does it say? Few. Let me tell you how God works. You might want to stop right there. This is what God's going to do. Well, hold on a second. Let me just remind you where your setting is. And let me remind you where God's setting is. Let's be careful that we not make light of holy things and not take the place of God in our words. This is what God's going to do. And let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Let's let God answer. This is what God's doing. This is what God wants. Unless you've got a Bible verse, I'm sorry. Because God's in heaven and I'm here on earth. And it helps us with this. Therefore, let thy words be few. Let's not make light of holy things. Let's not take the place or the mind of God and express on behalf of God. I can read the principles and see what he would do, and he says that. I don't know how it's all going to work. You know, people say, hey, if you put $100 on the plate, God's going to... How can you say that? You're not God. Now, does God bless a cheerful giver? That, I know that. I don't know how, though. Hey, there's a consequence to sin. What are the consequences? I don't know. That's where God comes in. I can't call down fire from heaven. Where were we? Oh, yes, Brother DeMeo. We're getting the fire pit ready. He's like, hey, let's douse it with water and see if God rains down fire. Did you not say that? Okay, very good. I'm not making things up. How can I make things up when I'm talking about watching your mouth? I mean, really. Let's not make light of holy things. Two more. Proverbs chapter 4. This is about as clear as you can get. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24. Put away from thy mouth, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Watch your mouth. Listen, this is really simple. When it's not true. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Even if you come out short on it. Well, if I tell the truth, I'm going to get in trouble. It is better to tell the truth always. With our kids, maybe they'll do something and we ask them about it. I'm telling you the consequences, and they know this, the consequences are much fiercer if you admit to what you or if you don't admit to what you did and you lie about it. Much stiffer penalty when you don't tell the truth. Watch your mouth when it is not true. See, why do people lie? Well, the self-glorification. Make themselves better than what they are. To hide from the truth. So put away from thee a froward mouth. Lastly, say, oh, thank you. Praise the Lord. All right, here we are. Lastly, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. Just trying to be a help. Proverbs chapter 13, in verse 1. Proverbs 13, verse 1. The Bible says this, a wise son heareth his father's instruction. But a scorner heareth not rebuke. Watch your mouth when it's time to listen. You cannot speak and listen at the same time. It's impossible. Because you're thinking about what you're trying to express in your thoughts, and there's no possible way that you could be listening to instruction. And the Bible tells us a wise son will stop talking and listen to his father's instruction. Say, I don't see the stop talking. Yeah, because you can't be listening when you're speaking. So stop talking and listen to the instruction of your father. A scorner heareth not rebuke. Why? Because they're defending themselves. They're explaining. They're going on and they're telling their side. And if they would just stop and listen and take the instruction, it would go so much better. So it is with us in the Lord. Try and defend ourselves to the Lord even. If we would just listen to his voice, it would help us so much. So tonight, watch your mouth. Be careful not to speak when you're angry. Make sure you have all the facts. Be careful that you not offend that brother. Make sure the things that you're saying and doing are a good reflection upon the Lord. Never joke about sin or the consequences of it. Do not make light of holy things. Be sure to not say things that are not true. Watch your mouth when it's time to listen. Last verse tonight, Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 23. If I could sum it all up with this, Proverbs 21, 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Can we say amen at that? Absolutely. If I want to just not said anything, oh, the trouble I would have saved myself from. So tonight, consider your words. Watch your mouth. The Bible, again, the Lord tells us, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. All right, get your pens out. We'll take some prayer requests tonight. And then